In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to the Parental Tools podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Jordan. And after a little break, we are back for whichever episode this is of season three. It's been such a long time since we've done this.
Oh my. Sorry,
God. You just choke on an ice cube.
Yeah, I just took too much of a gulp. It went right to the back of my throat.
We haven't done this since IKEA.
And even then, that's not really the same thing, is it?
No.
And it was 2 weeks before then.
So we've not had a sit down since...
5 weeks?
Yeah.
3-4 weeks?
The 30th of October?
A lot's happened this week. The past 20 days, so much has happened.
Yeah. It feels like, what, IKEA was 2 weeks ago?
Straight after IKEA. I was ill at IKEA.
You were.
And then, like, I think adrenaline was carrying me through. Mm. The next day, I completely crashed. Like, really crashed. But I still had to work on the Sunday and talk for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So adrenaline kicked in again. Monday morning, honestly, I couldn't get out of bed.
Because you were ill the week before it. You even said on the episode that came out before, you're starting to feel a bit, a bit rough.
Just ill. I thought it was COVID. It was that I was so wiped out.
But.
Yeah. And then as I was beginning to recover, my daughter got ill and she caught the same thing.
Yeah.
And it was like a flu type thing. I think it's going around. And like, that was really hard. Like when you're watching your kid, get the shiver, like the flu shiver, they're wrapped up, but they're still really cold. And like, she was in her own room. She was like, she didn't want anyone with her. She's like, leave me alone. I'm poorly. That was really sad. And then she started to get better, but then she also then started to get worse.
Mm.
So we called 111. I say we, me and my wife bickered. I was like, she's fine. She's going to get better.
Oh, my life.
She was looking better. I was like, she just needs sleep. Leave her alone. And then my wife was just like, it doesn't feel right. And I was like, please, just call 111. Like, see what they say and we'll go from there. So they sent an ambulance.
Wow.
And but as soon as the ambulance got here, Noah looked fine. Mm. She was sat on the sofa. She was smiling. It was like... And we were apologizing. We're so sorry. Like, kids, they just do this. We promised she was ill when we called.
Yep.
And like, they were doing a checkup because they have to do the checkups anyway. And they were like, just going with it. They were like, it's all right. You know, kids, they can bounce back really quickly. And then they put the oxygen detector thing on. And then the paramedics suddenly just went, yeah, we need to go to hospital now. Mm. And so they're like, are you gonna follow? And I was like, oh, like, go in the ambulance.
We're going right now.
Like, blue lights.
Blue lights are on.
Blue lights. And Em, I can't steal this joke. Em was like, we've been in an ambulance so much, we should get frequent flyer miles.
Air miles in that.
Yeah, it's got like a little voucher we get a stamp as we go in.
Your sixth journey's free.
Yeah. But it's bizarre because like in that moment, like I wasn't panicking at that moment because it was, I had something to do, like really practical. I had to pack a hospital bag. It's like, great, I need to do something. I'm really good at packing a hospital bag. Great.
Yeah.
Got to hospital. And then it was just, we didn't anticipate how long we would be in. So we were in for five nights.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
About that.
About 5 nights in the hospital. And oh my word, it sucks. Like Noah was like, she was poorly. She needed to be there. But it was like the first night that we were all there, when we finally got put onto a ward, that was, it's a children's ward, but they're all just screaming. Mm. And like Em sent me a voice note of the night, because you have to take it in turns. We're like, we could be here for like days. And so we were doing little stints. And Em sent me this voice note. I'm going to get it up. I don't know how good the quality will be. Here it is.
And that's not Noah.
No.
A cough.
So the voice note goes on.
Yeah. what time in of day was that?
That was at about 3 a.m.
Oh, my life.
And apparently that was all night. And then I can confirm, I stayed the next night. It was that.
Yeah.
All night. Mm. But I've just got a few gripes with hospital. A few gripes, but then also some really practical, helpful tips if you need to pack a hospital bag.
Lovely.
If you need to, it's unexpected tips.
Yep.
They're not the highest on the list, but it's all about comfort.
Yeah.
I'll start with the gripes.
Go on.
Hospital Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yes.
But.
Yes.
Even so, in a children's ward, the Wi-Fi was so bad you couldn't watch YouTube.
Mm.
What do you expect me to do? Like, they can't go out, they can't play, they've got to sit on their bed.
Yeah.
And like they've got like 10 movies on the little screen thing, yeah, which we did watch Frozen like 12 times. Just me and Noah, so Em watched it as well. Like, so we got a good use out of that. But no, like the Wi-Fi sucked.
Yeah, no, it is bad.
It was, and like you could get it where all the staff hung out. That was good Wi-Fi there.
Oh, I bet it was.
But not on the beds. So, you know, fix that, please.
Who do we direct these to?
I'm going to direct it to the listeners. Hopefully they fix it. So fix that, please.
Do we start a petition?
Petitions.
To get better Wi-Fi.
There are like actual processes of like formal complaints that you can go down.
Fiber optic.
But I'm just going to... There was a guy working on like putting internet lines in when I was there. So I'm assuming they're working on it.
Yeah.
But there could have been telephone lines.
Or just posing.
It could have been an imposter.
Yeah. Just pretending.
Trying to get into the bank vaults in the hospital.
Just in case anyone's got a podcast and they're going to moan about this, we're going to make it look like we're doing something about it.
Another thing I've got a gripe about. When you're not in your own room and you have to stay overnight, they don't give you a bed as a parent. Like, that's true. Impractical. It's impractical. Like, completely get it. And you get a nice reclining chair. Usually great, except on this ward, when they're in the furthest back position, you cannot move a muscle. If you literally flinch, the chair snaps back, like with a big
bang.
And then if you're staying there at night time, about every 30 minutes, you would hear a, oh, not again. Other parents just like waking up. Just,
I saw, so there's an account called, they're called Matt and Abby, Unplanned Podcast. I think I've mentioned them before. And so they had their second baby and he did a little dad vlog about the experience. And he said, after the worst night's sleep on the most uncomfortable chair, feeling shattered, posted that on the part of the video, got absolutely ripped apart.
Really?
By people just going, your wife has just given birth.
Nah.
And you are complaining about an uncomfortable seat. Now, every single dad knows about the seat.
Yeah.
And I think every single dad has complained about the seat, just not posted it on the internet.
It's difficult because just because somebody else is struggling as well doesn't mean that you can't complain.
Just because someone else is struggling more.
Yeah. Like your struggle is still valid. I can get myself into tricky water here.
We are posting this. This is because we're recording two episodes today, and on next week's episode, we are picking up some comments from the social media.
Oh, they're brutal as well. Mate. Absolute brutal. We'll swiftly move on.
Can't wait for that.
Let me just
go on. What's gripe number three? So we've got Wi-Fi, we've got the uncomfortable chair.
This is generally from the hospitals that we've been to. I've been to quite a few with Noah. The place where you get food for parents is literal miles away from the children's wards. And they don't give you foods as the parent or carer. So right. Like lunchtime, dinner time. If you're by yourself, you're not eating.
Or you've got to leave. You've got to leave her for a little bit.
Yeah, which when they're like, so in our situation, she needed an oxygen mask on and she'd constantly pull it off because she was getting frustrated with it. The machines would go off, but doctors and nurses wouldn't come in. You're also part of the care.
Yep.
So if you go, you can ask someone to watch there, but I think I timed it. It took me 20 minutes just to get there, like from all the corridors and all that sort of stuff, just walking through. Mm. And like, you can't just have a nurse looking after your child for an hour.
Just watch her for me, please.
Yeah, just pop out to McDonald's.
Have a seat on that chair.
Enough of my gripes.
No, I think they're really valid. I think they're valid gripes.
I think so because I wrote them down. So
is this a like a children's hospital or were you in a hospital but just
To be fair, like I have to say, like, it's one of the best hospitals we've been in. Mm. Like, so we've been in some rough hospitals all in the UK. Like, they're all okay.
Is there like a TripAdvisor for hospitals?
There's a hospital rating system that, like, you can look it up. Mm. And like, it's like Ofsted for schools. And it's like, the one when Noah was born was needs improvement. And like, I wish we'd knew that before. Because like, that was our experience. We're like, yeah, definitely needs improvement.
Maybe the person leaving the review was like, why are you here? Needs improvement. And then that's just scored it as.
So just a comparison, like when we left that first hospital, we transferred to the one that we were just in. When Noah was first born, there was loads of problems. When we first arrived at that ward, me and Em both cried because it was like, this is amazing compared to what we've been in.
Mm.
So it's a good hospital. It's got a great children's like department, but this is just general hospital wide. Like, I understand. My comfort is not their priority. Like, they want to get the health right. However, after 5 nights of terrible sleep,
yeah,
like, it wrecks you. Mm. And it's like, you can go, generally, like me and Emma found that we go on adrenaline whilst we're in the situation. So whilst she's in hospital, we are both still plowing through. We're fine. As soon as we get home, it hits us. It's like,
crash. Oh,
like the tiredness really gets you.
Mm.
But just two, I put three things that you don't think you need, but you do, but I've only written down two.
So these are useful tips for hospital.
Yeah. This is the first one is like my top tip. Not a top tool, this is just general. Like, if you're going to hospital for any longer than like a night, or at least buy some like good earphones or AirPods with noise cancelling.
It feels
wireless
really,
ones.
It feels really weird for us to be offering some sort of actionable, useful.
This is the only part in life where I feel I can actually offer good advice. Buy some wireless earphones.
Lovely, yeah, makes sense.
Just because there's so many things that you have to do.
Mm.
And just having hands-free, like, distraction, just, it's amazing.
Yep.
And, yeah, it makes it 10 times better. And the second one, this is probably kind of goes without saying, but just snacks.
Snacks.
Just snacks. Like, snacks for days.
Yeah.
Good snacks. And I had another one, but obviously didn't write it down.
That goes for expectant dads. Any expectant dads listening? And you're thinking, what shall I pack? I'd just take some sandwiches. Because you never know.
Yeah.
You never know how long it's going to be.
Yeah. And like, sounds really rough. Pepperamis came in clutch. They don't need to stay in the fridge.
Said no one ever.
And is it bad that I fed my 3-year-old pepperamis? We won't get to that right now.
No.
She ate five on one day.
I mean, she's in hospital.
One of them has like 20% of the recommended salt.
Flip me.
Yeah. We're struggling to get to eat, so I take that over nothing.
When the doctor comes around and they're like, we're looking at the charts.
It's all this processed meat in us.
And there's an anomaly. And you're going, oh gosh, don't know, my back's a bit sore on this seat. Don't know why a salt intake is 3,000% higher than it should be.
But it's like genuinely like it was a tough week for a lot of reasons, but
oh, of course.
In weird ways, like we had some really nice moments. Like we've never really been able to be in hospital with me and my wife and my daughter because of COVID and all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time we were allowed to be together, which was like really helpful. Like I didn't realize how helpful that was. It sounds silly saying that, but there were some like nice little moments that had. And one thing that my daughter said, and this was a bit of a sad moment, but also just like it was quite cute. On the way home, Noah was talking about actually Luca. She's going, when Luca goes in his ambulance, I want to ask his story. And Em was like, not all children have been in an ambulance, Noah. And she was like, oh, she's like, can you tell me a story of a child that hasn't been in an ambulance? And we were both just like, it's really sad.
Do you think she feels like the others are missing out? Or does she feel...
She loves like hospitals. She loves, not obviously when she's been ill, but she loves like doing checkups and like
playing doctors.
She knows all the words, all the equipment. She knows all. She's so fascinated. She wants to be a doctor at the moment when she grows up. And so I think she just thinks it's normal. Like it's just part of her life. So her going to the hospital doesn't affect her mood massively. She was still happy like every day.
Yeah.
It was just me and Em that are miserable.
Well, yeah, you would be though.
But yeah, it's now, it's like, it's the afterwards that if you've ever done like a stint of that, is you've really got to be careful. Like you look after each other, just like the parents wise, and rest a lot and chill out. Cause it's really easy to run, like go full throttle straight back at work and that sort of stuff. And I understand, like we both missed that one kind of crucial weeks. Like leading up to Christmas, there's a lot of stuff on, and I dropped a ball on a few things, but it was necessary.
Yeah.
And it's like, it could be really easy now just to try and catch up, but I will wreck myself again.
Yeah.
So just give myself an extra few days to like recover and then have to actually do some work.
Yeah. Oh, I still need a few more days.
Just a few weeks.
It's been 3 months. You need to go back. I'm just not ready. Oh well, bless her. So I'm glad she's home. I'm glad she's doing all right. If I were you, and I messaged you, I was like, I don't know how you do it. That first night back at home where she's not at hospital and she's not got the mask on, I would not be sleeping. I'd just be so worried.
It's tough because so we took her home and then the day after we went to meet some family and we had one of those little finger checkers that checks like the oxygen levels. And like part of it is, you know, everyone can see that you're worried as well.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to, I'm not fussed about what everyone else thinks. Like we're generally just checking and she's still on antibiotics. So we still are supposed to check and make sure she's all right. But I think the good thing for us is that when she was sleeping overnight on the last two nights, she didn't need any oxygen.
Yeah.
So it was only when she was awake. And so that was like, okay, at least we can chill out a little bit. But yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And like, I tend to be like, at the moment, hyper on everything, hyper alert. And then a couple of weeks will go by, and then I'll just forget. And then I'll be the one going, she's fine. And like, a lot of that's helped. Like, a good balance of that is helpful.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing they always say is like, just trust your instincts. Me and my wife have very different instincts. But it's always just like, worst case scenario, like, you call 111 and they just tell you, go to see the GP.
Yeah.
It's fine. But yeah, so it's just, bless her. She went back to preschool today.
How'd that go?
She wasn't very happy in the morning, but she still went in.
Yeah.
Loved it when we picked her up.
Good.
Back to normal. She'll probably catch another cough next week. So.
Oh, mate, both our kids have got a cough at the minute. Yeah, didn't sleep much last night. My eyes are heavy, very heavy.
Do you know what really helps? If I just get the soundtrack of the hospital without the screaming, all the beeps. Actually,
as motivation to get better.
I have to sleep with white noise on now because of all the hospital nights. It's like we have to have something.
Get used to it.
Just silence doesn't work for me. It's like, what's going wrong?
I fell asleep the other day at 9:15.
Oh, you text me about this.
Woke up at 5:30 in the morning, which was fine. The next day, I felt great. And then both kids have got a cough at the minute. And yeah, like that. And we just split up last night. We had Myla in our bed. I went in Luca's bed. And he just didn't stop coughing all night. And that's bad enough. You know, when they've just got a cough or a cold, without the hospital, without the ambulance, it's never nice to see your kids ill, even when it's something minor like a cold or a cough.
Yeah, it's always rough.
It's never nice. And in the middle of the night, he woke up coughing. And I said, how are you feeling? And he went, bad. Oh, no. And he was just really sad, like, about how he felt. Anyway, in the morning, he was fine. It was one of those, like, nighttime coughs. Mm. But yeah, I just didn't sleep very well. Shattered.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. It's just the cold. It's going to happen.
I hate it.
Yeah. And I'm just getting like woken up by someone coughing in my mouth. I'm like, brilliant. So yeah, mate. Well, like I said, I'm glad she's doing well. We touched on IKEA. We just want to say a massive thank you to everyone who came. People that traveled. Yeah. Some people travel from Liverpool way.
Far.
2.5 hours.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Shout out to them. We also raised on the night £205 for Shelter, the charity we were supporting. And I just want to touch on something. So when we were just getting ready to go on, our kind of contact Izzy at IKEA came up to us and said, just so you know, a little boy's run behind the stage, but he's got a autism lanyard on, which is, you know, I thought was lovely that she, you know, came and made us aware of that. I knew the little boy, knew his mum. I was like, oh yeah, you know, familiar with who they are. But I thought that's so nice that she was just aware of that. So I mentioned that to the mum, just said, you know, the lanyards are serving their purpose. Like they work, and she was really sensitive about it. And she said that IKEA told her, and if any of you have got autistic children, this is a top tool.
Top tool.
You can let IKEA know that you're coming. Fill in a form and they will give your child one-to-one support in the creche while you around and shop.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I thought that was really lovely.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So shout out to IKEA.
And like genuinely, like I know we got to do a show at IKEA, but they were so lovely in terms of just, they really like cared about the community side of things. And it wasn't just like an event for them. It was like they wanted to be like a benefit, and that was really cool.
Yeah.
That was really nice to like have our first show with someone like that rather than just get these people in.
A space that we hired. And yeah. No, shout out to IKEA.
But thank you so much for everyone who turned up and supported.
Yeah. Roll on the next one.
I was about to say, I'm not sure I can fit it in my calendar right now. I'm so tired.
I'm not surprised. Important question though for you. Is your Christmas tree up yet?
It's been up for weeks.
Because I remember last year you said you had it up on the 4th of November, I think, or the 7th.
Very early. Yeah, it would be very early.
And today is the, as we record, the 27th of November.
So we were the week after fireworks.
Yeah. Roll it in.
Yeah, straight up. 12th? 11th? One of those.
Yep, so the week after. So I had a bit of a moan about Christmas at IKEA. And I've got to be honest, I exaggerated a little bit. I got carried away by the audience. It was a bit facetious, but we got our Christmas tree up yesterday and I loved it.
Really?
I said this at the time when I was having my big moan. I just love how much the kids love Christmas.
Yeah.
And they were so excited. We turned the lights on, they both jump in and like dancing around. We put our lights up on the house, which is, I'm all right with heights. I'm all right with ladders, but I was petrified at one point.
Really?
Because the kids started pulling on the lights. So I'm there at the highest point of our house and it's quite, the ladder was quite bouncy and I could just feel it. I'm holding the lights and I could just feel them go, and I'm looking down, the kids are going, I want to help. They're pulling on the lights. I think I'm going to die.
Let's talk me through your setup. How extravagant are we saying here? And did you have to put like hooks up?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of hooks.
How does that work? Are they just like sticky ones?
There were a few I had to hammer in. Yeah, like I feel like a right ones. Bloke saying this.
The proper ones?
Yeah, just a couple. Knock it in.
Like, do you have to get ones? Are they like nails? Are they just like
nail
hooks?
I think they're electrician hooks. So you just kind of, there's a really small nail that you hammer in and then there's a hook on it.
Ah, okay.
But, so it goes across the top of the house.
Yeah.
And we've got, now this is where I don't sound like a bloke. We've got a couple of upside down Vs. Across the top of the house. I know the word for that.
Mountains.
Your mountains. We've got a few mountains.
Peaks.
On our house. Oh, I can't remember what they're called. Apexes. Is it an apex?
No idea.
But it's
there's a corner, isn't it?
And that's the highest point. So, and I am at the top of the ladder. Don't know what it is. Being on the top step of a ladder doesn't sit right with me. Second one, I'm fine.
Yeah, no way. No way would I be on the top step.
No, I don't like the top step. But, yeah, so the lights went, and I loved it. I loved getting all festive and Christmassy, getting the lights on. I didn't do much in pyjamas.
Ah, so yeah, we're going to do much in pyjamas. Yeah,
I'm not there. And I've got to be honest, I don't think I will ever be there. There's a few lads that you see on the socials that have got the matching pyjamas and you can just see behind the eyes. They're just...
See, I love it.
There's some that love it and you can tell they love it, but there are some that you can tell they are dead.
Blink twice.
They are dead inside.
If you're a prisoner.
They are just like, they've done this for an easy life.
To be fair, ours is slightly different. We do the most garish ones you can find. That's the challenge.
I mean, if it's ironic, I'm all for it.
But like, you've got to wear it all season.
All season?
Yeah, all season. And like, they can be comfy, but I remember once Em had this like pink, cloudy Ariana Grande one for some reason. And it was so garish, but it was amazing. She won.
I don't know any Ariana Grande songs. Try to weave a joke in there, but I don't know any.
I'm trying to think.
Not a clue.
No.
I couldn't tell you any.
But yeah, I love a matching pyjama.
I'm old.
I feel, so our Christmas tree is up,
yep.
But not the outside lights. I think I need to now figure out how to do that. I've got them in the boot.
Mm.
I just don't know how to put them up. Where'd you plug them in?
Inside. So we've just...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
We've run the the plug from our bedroom window.
From the window?
Yeah. And then they start above the bedroom window and then we go across the house.
I know this is, people probably find this lame, but what's the logistics? Is it on a timer? Do you just turn the plug on?
Just turn them on.
See, we've got so many like twinkle lights in our house that it has to, gonna have to put on a smart plug.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for that.
I'm now trying to figure out where I'm going to plug them in.
The logistics of the light.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm, you know, people watching this know that I am not the manliest of men. But I felt like a proper dad. I felt like a proper bloke climbing up a ladder. Yeah, with a hammer in my back pocket. With my yellow Fred Perry coat on. Have I ever told you about my Fred Perry coat?
No.
Oh man, I think this is a lovely story. So when I was a student, I walked past Fred Perry and I had this like little phase of being a little bit like indie and I liked wearing a brightly coloured coat. And I saw this yellow coat in Fred Perry and I was like, that is wonderful. So I thought, I wonder how much it is. And it was like £210. I thought, no chance.
For a coat.
I'm going to come back one day when I've got a job. I'm going to buy it. Never did. And then I got, and I thought one day, I was walking past, I thought, I'm going to go in and get that coat. I'm going to do it. And it wasn't there.
Oh.
Fast forward about 10 years. And Depop comes out.
Wow.
Because like Depop invented it. Yeah, yeah. I thought, I'm going to see if there's any nice Fred Perry coats. And the yellow Fred Perry coat was there for £30. 9 out of 10 quality. Well, what's the word they use?
Like, I've no idea.
9 out of 10.
It's too cool for me, Depop.
State. Yeah. And I got it for £30. And I thought, I think I was like 28, 29. I was thinking, I'm too old for a yellow coat. But I made a promise to my 18-year-old self.
One day.
One day. And I love it. It's so warm. Leanne hates it. So yeah, I bought it and I love it.
I don't know if people do this, but every year I seem to buy new gloves.
Yeah, I do that every year.
I can't seem to find my gloves from last year.
Primark, £2
yeah.
for two pairs. Yep.
And they just go missing.
Yep.
They've got to be with like the odd socks.
They should be made biodegradable, really, when you think about it.
Yeah. They only last like a couple of months.
I just don't know where they go. That's so true. But no, Christmas, you're all set to go. You just need to get your outside lights
on. We've bought no presents.
I'm not sure if we have.
One thing I did buy, though, today, this account as a Christmas present to myself, a new air fryer.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, get in. So have you, hang on a sec, right. Are you running two air fryers?
No, or is it a replacement? Our last one blew up.
It blew up?
Yeah, it was a cheap, like £30 one, and like it was getting really steamy inside it, and I sort of thought, oh, better pull the drawer out. Too late, it blew up. Literally started smoking. I was like, I need to put this outside.
So what are we talking now? So
that was a good like couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago.
Mm.
From that moment, I was like, I want to get a good one.
Yep.
Like, I want to get a Ninja and I'm going to like save up.
Oh, did you Black Friday it?
I did. But basically, I've been trying to do like, this is so lame. Like, you know, online you can do surveys and get paid for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to do those. And I'm going to get enough to buy an air fryer.
Oh,
I did it.
Really?
And today was the day. And had the last check came through from the website. And I was like, I've done it.
Come on now. So which one did you get?
The Ninja Double.
Oh, you went for a double?
Went for the double.
Mate, that's a lot of surveys.
I didn't realise how big it was as well.
Jeez.
Like, we got the box. I was like, this is not going to fit in our kitchen.
That's amazing. I'm so jealous.
Used it for the first time tonight. Problem is, I cooked salmon and now the house smells.
Stinks.
It's disgusting. But it was delicious, perfectly crisp and moist. Oh.
Oh, man.
Honestly.
What was in the second drawer?
Asparagus, carrots, and broccoli.
Oh, mate. Your wee's going to smell tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't realise you could do two different temperatures.
Mate, this is what I'm
saying. But they can finish at the same time.
Honestly.
Oh.
Incredible.
Sorry. Listeners, if you hate air fryers, but genuinely, this has made my week.
It's starting to annoy me now. Do you know when you buy food and it like tells you the directions on the back?
Yeah.
There's not air fryer instructions on them. So.
Some of them are.
Are they phasing in?
Like frozen chips and stuff are starting to bring
in. It's annoying me a little bit. I'm just like, tell me how to do it in an air fryer.
Yeah, but do you know you can put microwave meals in there?
Can you?
In the one that I've got anyway.
I've started to reheat food in there rather than microwave.
Oh, pizza, like...
Oh, don't do pizza.
If you have a takeaway pizza in the air fryer afterwards, oh, it's so much better in the oven.
Mm. See, I don't like a takeaway pizza. What? Nah, it's not for me.
You don't like takeaway pizza at all?
Nah, it's probably not in my top three or four.
So do you prefer oven-cooked pizza?
Yeah, because it's a pound.
So it's just a money thing? Do you not like the taste of nice pizza?
I would rather spend £20 on a Chinese than like a £5 make your own Chinese at home.
Yeah, but not with pizza.
But not with pizza, I'm not bothered. Really? I don't like it enough to spend the difference.
That hurts.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not keen.
I would order pizza now only because it's too cold to use my pizza oven.
But you could use your air fryer.
Not to make it from scratch though.
I sent you a video, didn't I? Like a comedy series called Does It Air Fry? And I lobbed a lasagna in there. Because So obviously no one would have seen this, but it's just me going, hi guys, welcome to Does It Air Fry with me, Jordan. And I just threw a lasagna in an air fryer because I was making dinner for myself. I thought, right, there's no risk that I'm going to kill anyone unless it's me.
I would like to see that as a proper series.
Should we do it?
Green light it.
Does it air fry?
Yeah. Just see.
Then in a few weeks, it would just be you going, there is no episode of the pod this week because Jordan's got salmonella.
Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, just want to say as well, on a serious note. So we put a little mention out that there was no episode because Noah was ill. And we had a few people message saying, all the best, sending you well wishes.
Yeah, that was really nice.
So thank you to those guys.
That was really nice. I've got two more quotes from my daughter in hospital.
Oh, go on.
And like, it was, in a strange way, it was nice because I got to spend more time with her than usual.
Mm.
In a strange way.
Now, I remember when I spent a night in hospital with my son, I thought, this is the two of us.
Yeah.
Like, it's not ideal, but it's just me and him.
And about halfway through, we got put into our own room as well. So that was nice. It's like a bit more private. Beautiful. Lots of Frozen was watched. It was about 9 p.m. And I was like, Noah, you need to go to sleep. She's like buzzing. Like, you need to sleep because like the doctor's going to come in soon. You need to sleep. And she was like, trust me, I'm not tired.
Trust me.
Like, where have you emoji? Got that from?
Sass.
Like, well, I don't understand. Who has said that?
Trust me. I can imagine her saying it as well.
So much sass.
Mm. She's so cute though.
She's very cute. I mean, she was very tired though.
Yeah,
so
I bet.
She was. Don't trust her. If anything, yeah, opposite.
Trust me. Give me a pepperami.
Have you? Luke is now at school.
Yeah.
Have you encountered, or do you encounter it frequently, where he says something or does something which you've not taught him,
mm-hmm.
which is like, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. A few, not swear words, but a few...
Really?
A few phrases that we don't say.
Really?
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, but not gosh. Like, we don't say that.
Ah, okay.
We say, oh my gosh. We've had to have like a little word with him about that. He started doing this thing, and I don't know where it's from, but he just goes, siki leaky. Not a clue what it is, not a clue what it means. But I find myself now just going, siki leaky. And I don't know what it is. Yeah, loads of little things like that. He was singing Barbie Girl the other day.
See, it's the songs that make me, like, that get me for some reason.
Yeah, he was singing Barbie Girl. I'm thinking, where have you heard that?
Like, M was starting to like, bad romance. Because, can't remember what we're talking about, but it just came to mind, started singing it. And Noah joined in. And we were like, hold on. Like, we don't listen. Where has this come from?
Yeah.
And I got really, like, for 5 minutes, I got really concerned of, like, what is she listening? Is she listening to Tupac? Like, what's going on?
That'd be Lady Gaga.
Anyway, then we heard, I think it was Trolls or something. And it's got it in Trolls. And she likes Trolls.
That makes sense.
I was like, ah, okay. She's not secretly going on. What's the equivalent to like LimeWire these days?
Hey!
Do you remember LimeWire?
Yeah, man.
The one before that was Napster for the...
WinMX, that's what we had.
What's that?
WinMX. It was just WinMX. Like LimeWire, but a different version.
You get a song and 100 viruses.
Yeah. You get a song and a factory reset. Yeah.
Blue screen of death.
It wasn't worth it. And what was it? What was the other quotes? We've had trust me. And what was the other one?
The other one was this. We, as like a big treat for getting home from hospital, this is probably another little side. This is not a top tool. This is just a side tool.
Are we back to the mid-level utensils, are we?
If you and your partner are going to reward a child for something that difficult they've gone through, get on the same page.
Oh, wow.
We both had promised her things separately. We were just so elated how well she'd done. This shows the level. I went, do you know what? No, you can have 10 stars.
I'll get in.
That's a quid. Like, frame of reference. She was buzzing. She was over the moon. Em said...
Em's there going, Daddy's doing loads of surveys. And he's... we're getting a double draw.
Little did I know, Emma had promised, we'll take you to the toy store. You can get anything.
Anything.
I mean, that was obviously didn't mean anything, but she was like, she was shooting big.
Yeah.
I was shooting for a pound.
Mm.
Same reaction, though.
Yeah, so you're also the one saying there was nothing wrong with her. So.
True. but just a little conversation. Emma's like, oh, I didn't even think about that. That could have saved us 25 quid. 25 quid. She picked out.
What did she get?
This wooden ice cream maker thing. Because one of her friends has got a similar one. Like one of her friends in Wales that we went to see.
Nice.
She's Sam, who came on the podcast, first guest. It's his daughter. Yeah. He's got a beautiful wooden ice cream set. We found the exact one. That was 50 quid. So I was like, how about this one?
Steady on, Sam.
Half the price.
Someone's doing well.
Yeah. And so we found one in the toy shop. A little wooden ice cream. It's like magnetic. You put the things on the cones.
Which toys?
Smiths.
Oh, mate, love Smiths.
Yeah. It's the only one, isn't it? Well, the only big one.
I don't know, but their Christmas them, advert song.
Is it?
Slaps.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think I've actually seen a Christmas advert yet.
We put it on in the car. The kids will ask for the Smiths Toy Superstore song.
Well.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
But so this quote, I don't know where this has come from, but I was buying an ice cream for 20p, as you do. She goes through all the flavours. You have to wait for it to finish all the flavours. I pick the flavour. And then I go, how much will that be? And she went, no. You pay for Mummy's as well.
Be a gentleman.
And I went, Mummy's got her own money. And I was like, no. Where has that come from?
Chivalry.
Yeah, but where? She sees us both buying stuff separately all the time. At not one point are we go for a family meal and I'm going, let me get this one.
I think
it's a shared account.
I think I figured it out. She's obviously aware of card payment charges.
She is.
For the retailer. So,
was she charged in cash?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
She just had this expectation. I mean, it was fair. But also, I was like, where has that come from?
There's nothing worse than when, like, you go out with someone and you're like, you're going to split it and they offer to pay and you're like, no, I'll pay. And they're like, no, I'll do it. And you just want to be like, sound. Like if you're offering, yeah, save me a bit of money. But you
are you too polite?
No, well, it gets to a point where someone's got to go, yeah, fair. Because you can't just be there going, no, I'll do it. It's fine, I'll do it. Like I'm happy to split and just pay for my own.
Yeah.
I'm also happy to treat someone.
Yeah.
But when they're there going, no, I'll get it. And they're insistent. You can't just be there all day going, I know, I'll get it. So what I like to do, I'll get the next one.
Yeah, that's fair.
And my intention is to get the next one. I don't just say it just to be like, yeah, just sort me out, geese.
Yeah.
But no, that's what I like to do. I'll get the next one.
If someone wants to pay for it, I'm quite happy. I'm like, great.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll take it. Mm. But I am in that area, I'm too generous. Mm. I don't consult my bank before offering to pay for people.
It's that thing of like Apple Pay not being real money.
Yeah, I just love being generous. Then afterwards I'm like, oh no. What have we done?
Help me, I'm poor. So I've got a little story, little update. So last week I had a night away from home.
Oh, yeah.
With work. And I've only ever stayed away since having kids. So once in 4 years, I've only ever stayed away once.
Really?
And that was a family funeral. So it wasn't exactly like me living my best life.
Was it a good circumstance?
No. And I was in like my cousin's single bed in my auntie and uncle's house. Wasn't exactly living.
Wasn't a hotel.
Wasn't living the dream. Very different this time.
So it was. It was living.
So I was feeling a little bit of guilt, not for leaving the kids, but leaving my wife with the kids.
Yeah, that's the one that gets
on
you.
So my wife works part-time. She works 3 days a week. And it was one of her work days. So in the morning, you know, she's got to get up, go to work. And she goes to work really early. So I felt a bit bad leaving her. And I thought, not ideal, but as a one-off, we'll be okay. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I slept a whole night.
How did you play it? Did you stay up late or did you go to bed early?
So kind of had to stay up a little bit late because we were in Farnborough, which is just outside London. Got stuck on the M25 with the rest of the world. So we were there quite late. And by the time we'd kind of set up, checked in, met up, someone got lost, had to go get them, all that kind of stuff. It was quite late. We were eating about 9, half 9. Whereas, as you know, I've been going to bed quite early. So got to about 10:45. So I'll start turning in. I'll set an alarm. Haven't set an alarm in a very long time. And just naturally woke up like 6:15. And I'm quite annoyed if, don't know about anyone else, if I set an alarm and I wake up before the alarm, it annoys me. I feel like I've let myself down.
I force myself to stay
in bed. I'm just like, no, you've got 7 minutes. But I woke up and I just thought, I'm not tired. This is wonderful. And then I had a shower and nobody ran in. Nobody opened the door mid-shower, which was wonderful. And then I had a all-you-can-eat English breakfast. No apple juice was spilt.
No one's trying to steal your food.
No cutlery dropped on the floor. It was one. I had a coffee and it was warm when I drank it.
It's so true. The other day, I set my alarm too, and I forced myself to stay in bed, and I was more tired the second time I woke up.
Yeah, I can get you.
But you woke up feeling fresh?
I woke up feeling fresh. Felt great. And then drove home the next day, and what happened? Something happened. Our little girl won't go to sleep.
Oh, no.
So I was kind of a bit like,
next week, I've got to stay in the hotel. We've just
been asked.
It's only 30 miles away.
I've been asked if I can do it again this week. And I was like, yes, please, but let me see. But I'm not going to. I think what's tricky is not so much, because Leanne said this, like, it's not so much her being left with the kids on their own. Cause she's their mum. She can look after them. She can deal with them. It's like getting the kids to school and picking them up when she's at work.
From an already set routine. It's like you're completely out of routine. So you got to figure it out again, but temporarily.
And she's a teacher as well. So there's no kind of like, oh, I'm going to pop and work from home this afternoon. She's got to be there.
Zoom into the class.
Yeah, there's none of that, which you might hear on next week's episode. A lot of people think I hate teachers. So night away, first night away from my daughter, second time away from my son.
Was it emotional?
No, not at all. The only emotion I felt was happiness. No, but it's one of those things like, I know people joke and you say things like that. People go, oh, why do you hate your kids? It's like, I loved the time away. But I also loved coming home and seeing them.
Yeah.
Even more. And it's one of those. We went to London a few weeks ago for Leanne's birthday. Went to see Lion King.
Nice.
We had a nice meal out. It was absolutely loved just the two of us. Got to like walk around and hold hands and not have to chase people. It was brilliant. It was great. And then what was also brilliant and great was going home and seeing the kids.
Yeah.
And it's like both things can be true. You can enjoy your own time, but you can also just love seeing your kids at the end of it.
Did you downplay it to Leanne?
How good it was?
Yeah.
No.
Initially.
Not at all.
Or during, not really?
No.
Oh, that's me.
I sent her a video. First thing I did, I got to the room. I was like, look at this. Like, this is great. Text her as I was checking in, like, this hotel is lovely. But then the kids slept through for her, so.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So she did well.
See, I did have, I think, two nights home alone when Noah was in hospital. But I'm just, when that's the case, I just can't sleep.
Like, it was, but that's rough. Fair. That's fair enough.
But I had this thing in my head of constantly, you're not going to get this again for a long time. Make the most of it. And so make the most of it to me is two completely different opposite things. Go to bed as soon as you get home, or stay up and play Xbox all night. And they're both like fighting each other. So I end up just doing nothing and just sat in the middle. Miserable.
This is what I did on my 5:30 wake up the other night. I thought I've probably got an hour to myself here. Just sat on the sofa. Did naffle. It was actually really good. I thought I'll put Match of the Day on. I watched the Liverpool highlights. They weren't on first. Don't know what that was about. And by the time they came around, the kids were downstairs and I didn't see it anyway.
Nice.
Welcome to dad life.
So we went to a couple of days after Noah came out of hospital. I said we went to go see family. And for the first time in a long time, watched an entire football game, like uninterrupted.
Oh, who did you watch?
Liverpool.
City?
Yeah.
Liverpool Man City. Good game.
Completely I understand now why I don't watch football. It's stressful. I get really stressed.
I love watching the football with the kids. Because really? They've started to shout things now. Like Milo will go, pass the ball. Just can't say it.
You're very vocal it's when like, you watch.
Oh, yeah. Probably too much so. Not like aggressive, but I'm like, I do shout pass the ball quite a lot. Like pass the ball, like forward. Move forward, like.
Does it help you process what's going on?
It does a bit. The thing is, well, because I'm normally like streaming it on an app or whatever, not just like, I'm not a pirate over here, but like Sky Go is a little bit behind.
Yeah.
So the thing that gets me is I'm shouting about events that have already happened.
But they also can't hear you anyway.
Well, that's true. But that's the one that gets me. I'm like, why am I shouting? It's already happened.
Not only has it already happened, it's like 300 miles away.
Yeah, that's probably more the, well, space and time.
There's some part of you that thinks they could just hear from the corner.
I just can't help mind. It.
Ah, oh, Jordan said, pass the ball.
I just can't. Yeah. Well,
no, I get it. It just draws you in.
Yeah.
But whole game, like, no, it's playing completely fine by itself.
It's a good game as well.
It was a good game. It was too tense, though.
A little bit tense.
Not a fan.
But no, it was a good game. Finishing off with a message that we've had from Martin. It says, dear Jordan and Jason, I wanted to thank you for your podcast. It shined a whole new light on parenting and I'm really enjoying it. Is that the parenting or the podcast?
I'll take it though.
I'm going to go for both. Yeah. Your IKEA episode resonated so much with me from being exhausted and aged before my time to hating bath time and Christmas. It felt like you were in my head for most of the episode. Keep up the great work. And I'll try some of your parenting top tools to see if my two-year-old improves. The pocket money idea is great. My favorite part of parenting is seeing them unlock a new skill or word. Keep up the great work.
Ah, yeah.
That's from Martin.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much.
Martin with a Y. Martin.
I struggled then to figure out where the Y goes. Is it a silent Y at the beginning? That's all went through my head.
You ever seen the meme of like Stephen with a PH? It's like, Stephen. Mark with a C, Cark. But no, that's come from Martin. I absolutely agree with that. My favourite part of parenting is seeing them unlock a new skill or word. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. That's still happens now. Like when, no, like she understands a new word or she uses something, I'm like, it's like a verbal celebration.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what I said before? Milo won't say Luca. You just call him brother.
Yeah, that's really cute.
But no matter what, you're like, brother. Like, what's his name? Brother. Who's that? Brother. The other day she said Luca. Aww. And we looked at each other. I was like, I don't like it.
Go back.
And I was like, yeah, go get brother. Go find your brother. She's like, Luca. And it's so cute how she says it. But I was just like, you know, she's grown up.
Yeah. I will be sad when Noah can actually pronounce antibiotic. At the moment, she's antibiotic. It's really cute. And I think she does it now for attention.
She knows it gets a response. Yeah. Well, we have hit tantrums in the last couple of weeks, but I'll save that for next episode because we are pressing on for time.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for listening. If you don't already, follow us on all the social media platforms at Parenting Tools Pod.
Yeah.
But we would love to hear your stories, your comments, your questions.
Yeah.
Your top tools.
I want to know, following on from Martin's message, what is your favourite part of parenting? Let's have some wholesome messages come in.
And your least favourite.
And your least favourite, yeah. Thank you so much for listening and we'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.